University of Minnesota Jazz Festival. It's been around over 20 years. It's an opportunity for jazz studies at the U to show what it can do. Dean Sorensen is the head of jazz studies and the major force behind the festival.
We want to do outreach to local high schools and middle schools. We invite them to come in for a day of performances and clinics and workshops. And then we want to showcase what we do here for them in an evening concert where we bring a guest artist in. And the guest artist has the opportunity to work with our students. And then, like I say, we want to showcase what we do to perhaps some potential students and also to the community.
The 7 p.m. concert in the Ted Mann Concert Hall is a real highlight because University of Minnesota jazz groups play some serious jazz. Last year, a great highlight was a student-written big band arrangement of a piece called Less Is Mo. And of course, it was recorded. And we have a copy.
Student's name is Liz Quivenin, and she's a graduate student in composition. And she wrote this to feature some of the Petersons, who are our guest artists at our jazz festival in 2014.
What to you is the special part of this arrangement?
One of the things that's a challenge when you're writing an arrangement for a big band is you're taking something from a non-big band context and putting it into a big band context. And I think Liz made that happen very, very well. And she also wrote some fantastic solo space, and particularly on keyboards that Ricky Peterson plays on the electronic organ.
That's the Liz Quivenin arrangement of Less Is Mo, featuring some of the Petersons, who established a scholarship fund for University of Minnesota Jazz.
Absolutely. When Jeannie Arlen Peterson passed away a couple of years ago, they approached us and wanted to establish a scholarship fund in her name for students that are interested in studying jazz at the university. And so we're very honored to be able to share that, and we're also very honored to be able to support students who are interested in studying jazz in that way.
We're speaking with Dean Sorensen of the University of Minnesota Jazz Festival. This year's guest artist is Pat Malinger, a Chicago guy with local roots.
Right. He's lived in Chicago for a long time. He's a mainstay of the jazz scene down there. But he actually grew up in St. Paul, and so this is a bit of a homecoming for him. We're excited to have him back.
He's got a piece of his lined up here. Tell us a little bit about it.
When I asked Pat to come and play with us, I asked him to send us some tunes that we could perhaps arrange for him. And this is one of them. It's called Double Whammy. It's a piece that he recorded with a small group, and it's been adapted for big band by a current student who plays guitar in the top jazz ensemble, Matt McIntyre. And so we're excited to be able to premiere this arrangement at the festival coming up on February 28th.
Pat Malinger's small group arrangement of Double Whammy, and at the festival, there'll be a premiere of the big band arrangement written by current jazz student Matt McIntyre. The University of Minnesota Jazz Festival is on the 28th of February all day. There are clinics and workshops. Then at 7 o'clock at night at the Ted Mann Concert Hall, there's a jazz concert. It's free and open to the public. For information, do an internet search for UMN, like University of Minnesota, Jazz Festival 2015. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.